Cowboys on Mechanical. This is Dina. Can I help you?
Hi, is Charles in today?
He's not in today.
Okay, is he going to be back in tomorrow or next week?
You never know.
He's
just in and out, and when he shows up, we're like, oh, hey, you're here today.
Yeah, you know, it's not the first time I heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah. My name's... Oh, I got you. A lot of these guys are.
Yeah.
My name's Pete. I'm from the Bank of Cardiff. Okay. Is there anyone there besides Charles that, you know, handles the financing?
Yeah. Let me see if she's in there in her office. What is it? Bank of what?
Cardiff. It's a C-A-R-D-I-F-F, as in Frank Frank.
Oh, man. I almost spelt it right. Okay.
Okay, yeah,
let's see if she's in her office.
It would have been the first time, seriously.
Right. Let me see if she's in her office.
Thank you so much.
Okay, no problem.
All right, but she'd be the one to talk to besides Charles, like, if you, which one would you point me in direction to?
Teresa, yeah.
Teresa?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. All right, I guess I'll just send her an email then. You think that's the best way to get in contact and then follow up from there?
Yeah.
Perfect. Where can I send that to?
Yeah, well, you can send it to me and then I'll print it out for her.
Perfect. I know, they get a little pissy when you give out their emails. Oh, yeah, you don't have to tell me.
Yeah. Dina, G-I-N-A.
G-I-N-A.
At DoubleEagleMech.com.
Mech, M-E-C-H.com. Perfect, Gina. Are you guys busy? Are you expanding at all?
You know, we're busy. We've lost a few techs. So it's kind of difficult to take on any bigger projects. We're only down to literally one plumber. So, you know, we're just trying to hire somebody and trying to get, I mean, but we're busy, just not enough people to do the work.
Yeah, no, that's an issue as well. It's not only tangible things where you actually need some tradesmen there that actually know what to do.
Nobody wants to be plumbers.
Yeah, everybody wants to be a Wall Street stockbroker now,
yeah.
and nobody. Yeah, but guess what? You're gonna be bankrupt in a few years if you're a stockbroker, and you're probably gonna be sitting on $500,000 in 3 years if you're doing roofing or plumbing or.
My kid, I'm trying to teach my son. He's 18. I'm like, maybe you should, be a plumber. You can set your own salary. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Glamorous, but
it's hard to try and convince a young kid like that, because are there any movies out right now about, are there any movies out there right now that, where it's an electrician or a plumber? No, never. It's always like
Wall Street, that's what they're watching.
Everybody, you know what, but it's, I graduated a few years ago with an economics degree, and, I was going to go into that direction, and just because of that movie came out, it was the worst thing that could have happened to me. Because
right.
It oversaturated. Everyone was like, I'm going into finance.
Yeah,
I'm going to be rich.
It's so easy, yeah.
You don't understand how hard that is, though, and all that. Like, banking is not easy, and it's not fun.
It's not. Work in general isn't fun.
Yeah, it's not supposed to be fun. But I would definitely point him in that direction, though. Like, seriously, making a lot more money than a lot of these.
Well, it was either that or go to the military. And for some reason, he doesn't want to go. And my husband's like, you need to go. I'm like, look, people that go into the military really want to go. If he doesn't feel, if he's just not wanting to go.
Yeah, you got to have a passion for that or else.
That's just something that you want to do. My other son does, but this one doesn't, so. I'm like, well, you gotta do something.
Yeah, 18, you're right around the corner from you having to move out and stuff,
right.
So. Like, quick, get a job or kicking you out.
They're expensive, these kids.
Oh, yeah. My mom's got three, so God bless her.
I have two boys.
Yep, same thing.
Good, I don't think I could afford a girl one.
Yeah, exactly right.
So it worked out. God knew what he was doing because I did not need a girl.
Yeah, it's. I can't imagine.
Well, I know how I was with my poor mother, so God, I didn't have one.
All right, Gina, I'll shoot that over to you and just put it on. What was her name? Terry? Teresa. Okay, let me write that down. Teresa. Perfect. Thank you so much. It was good chatting with you. I'll follow up with you next week or something like that, right? Take care.
Bye.